This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Happy New Year. I'm going to say that to you until the end of January. I may even say that to you for the entire year. Yeah, because it is. It's an amazing year. And we are in the midst of, I call it year two of the recovery. And it is that. And it's because of you. You took the lead. You conservatives. Now, don't misunderstand me. There are some leftists who listen to the program. They do this for two reasons. One, they want to keep up with the competition, as if they could, right? And then the other is there's a group of them who really want to learn. They want to know. They're questioning. They're the Q of the LGBTQs. They're questioning their politics. They want to know, have I been wrong all this time? And the answer, the short answer for you lefties out there is yes, you've been dead wrong. And I understand it's tough. Look, it's happened to all of us. It has. You've been dogmatic about something. You just knew the answer and somebody went, that's wrong. And you go,
I saw it. Some professor told me, somebody said this. I heard it elsewhere. My third cousin's midget friend said.
And you thought, I got it down. And you know what? You didn't. And somebody else went, nope, that's not right. And you were like, oh, my goodness. But you didn't want to admit it right away. If you're a leftist, you don't like to admit that. On the right, we go, oh, crap, man, I've been saying it wrong for 3 years. And then you know what you do? You implement the 12-step program. Anybody who might have been hurt by that stupidity, you go back and go, man, you remember when I told you such and such? I was so wrong. I thought it was, nope. So, we do. That's what you do. You go back and you go, hey, man, no harm, no foul. We good? Okay, we good. Okay, thank you, man. And that's the end of it. But leftists, no. They don't want to tell you. They avoid you. They don't want to have to confront telling you, you remember I told you Barack Obama was amazing? Well, they just stay out of your hair. They don't show up at the family reunion. They don't want to be at Thanksgiving. They don't want to be at Christmas. They block you on Instagram and Facebook and whatever else. They don't want to tweet. They don't want to do They got to stay away from you because they know they're dead wrong and they don't want to have to fess up. That's the deal. Well, give me your issue.
Kevin, $15 minimum wage is a working wage and that's what people need. And you go, okay, great. So that's fine.
So let's look at the ramifications of your $15 an hour minimum wage. Well, every old person, if we double the income, you know, people, every old person are on a fixed income, anybody on a fixed income, pretty much the elderly and children are going to suffer. Their money just got cut in half. Will we agree on that?
Well, man, I don't know. I mean, kids don't work. Okay, I'm not talking about the kids themselves. I'm talking about the people who are part of the poor who are raising kids.
Are they not impacted? Yes. These poor people probably have a few kids. Would you agree? Yeah. Okay. What about old people? People on Social Security, are you okay with hurting them?
Yeah, man, but I mean, still, people got to make a living, and now more people can help them.
Okay, so let's say that everybody can make a living, and more people can help them. Let's look at the teenagers, the people who are 16 years old. Do you think that people are going to pay them $31,000 a year to flip burgers or to, you know, work on the brush truck like I did when I was a kid in the summer? Do you think they're going to give those jobs to those people? Because the apprenticeship is going to be gone, which means people aren't in the workforce learning quicker. They don't gather up trades. They don't gather up skills. They don't know what they don't want to do. That's the beautiful thing about youngsters working is they go, I never want to work retail. I never want to work on the brush truck for a city. I can tell you, having done that, I want no part of it. Having been involved with people who've worked retail where they got to go in on the holidays and on the days people miss and all that, I want no part of retail. I don't want to deal with these entitled bunch of shoppers who think that their crap doesn't stink and that the customer's always right when that's not the case. I want no part of that. There are many things that you learn by the things that you do that you go, That Mexican named Manuel Labor, I want no part of his career. There you go. So you've taken away those jobs. What say you, leftist? Would you rethink that position? Do you believe that there are jobs that don't deserve $31,000 a year? I mean, that may seem like, I don't, in New York, that may be a lot of money. Not a lot of money. But that's a lot of money in Middle Tennessee and, you know, in Iowa. Little companies that want to give people a start. Why can't an employer just arbitrarily say, here's a job I have, this is the value I put on that job based on my community, and that's it? Is there a limit to the minimum wage? In other words, if that's minimum wage, why can't we maximum the minimum wage and say, okay, we're going to make the minimum wage $15, but the maximum entry-level wage is $16.50. You know why that'll never happen? Because there are markets, like when they were doing fracking up in the Northwest, there are markets that said, no, the minimum wage up here is $19 an hour. Even with the minimum wage at $7.25 or whatever it is nationally, they're having to pay $19 an hour to get people to work at Walmart. That's how good the economy was. So all I'm getting at, folks, is the market drives this stuff, but leave it to a leftist. They don't care that when you do something arbitrarily, it hurts everybody in the country. They don't care about that. In California, I heard this, L.A., they're adding a health care surcharge to a restaurant of 10.2%. Local surtax of 3%, L.A. health care surtax, 10% tip. That's what I heard. 10.2% surcharge for health care. 3% L.A. health care, 10% for tip for your meal. So let's add all that up. That's 23.2% for your meal. And it only has a 10% tip built in, I guess. And I got this from a friend of mine who lives in California. I don't know. Can you verify this? I just know this. If I go in for a burger and it's $10 and you're going to charge me $12 before I even get into, I don't know all the details, but I'm going, are you kidding? Because you haven't even gotten into the tax. They're calling it a surcharge with a local surcharge of an additional 3% and then a 10% tip automatically. Seriously? Man, these people, leftists will cut off their nose to spite their face no matter what. Look, we got a lot to talk about. Leadership is our discussion for the day, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I'm glad you're here. It's Kevin Jackson.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Jackson Radio Show.
When your values are clear, your decisions are easier. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, talking about leadership. And the reason that leftists struggle with they struggle just in life in general is their values aren't clear. Their values counter anything that they've learned. They counter human nature. They really do. You can practically just set your clock by what I just said when it comes to leftism. Opposite world. They don't believe. You can't put into practice the type of things that leftists say theoretically. You can't put it into practice and make it work. So you've got this internal struggle. And therefore, they can never be clear. They can't articulate their values. We can. When you say, I don't believe people should be coming into our country illegally, taking opportunity from people who get in the line to do it legally, you're saying right there, I have no problem with immigration. I have a problem with illegal immigration. And I'm going to do the things necessary to stop illegal immigration and make people go into the right line. The legal line. The thing that defines a country, that defines you as an individual, your house. There are legal things that can happen inside of your house and illegal. For example, I shouldn't just be able to come into your house at any time I choose. there's a legal way for me to come to your home, right? I knock on the door. I ring the doorbell. I announce, hey, I'm thinking about swinging by. I'm in the neighborhood, whatever. That's the way I do it. Anything other than that is illegal unless I'm your landlord. And then there are rules for that. I can't just barge in. I have to let you know I'm going to be coming by the house at this time. And it varies from place to place. But there are legal ways to do it. But under no circumstances can I just barge in. Except as a police officer. In which case, I have to legally have something that tells me that you're doing something wrong. And so, you get what I'm saying? There's always that legality. But the leftists don't want to tell you that. Because that would be, that would go against the narrative that it's okay. Try it at their house. See what happens. They'll call a lawyer. Get their iguana. What kind of pets? They're cats. They got cats, right? When your values are clear, your decisions are easy. If you see that Muslim terrorists are sneaking into your country under the guise of refugee resettlement and you want to stop Americans from being blown up, citizens of your country, you will implement policies against that. It's pretty much that simple, right? Values are clear, decisions are easy. I want to stop Muslim terrorists from blowing up American citizens, cutting their throats, trying to commit jihad, set up a caliphate, whatever. I don't want no go zones in America. I can go on. Therefore, I must really be circumspect about what's going on with the Muslim community. Doesn't mean I'm anti-Muslim. It means I'm pro-America. Values are clear. Decisions are easy. Donald Trump sees that Obamacare is costing people money. It's costing lives. It's making people make decisions between food and health care. It's making people make decisions about their quality of life, jobs they choose, and so on and so forth. We talked about this ad nauseum. He's decided, enough. We're going to go back to something else until I can take a look at this problem. Values are clear, decisions are easy. Tax plan. What should we do? We got to inspire business to want to, you know, to be part of the community again, to invest in America. Why would you invest in a country that's charging you a crazy amount of taxes when you can take that money, take your company, move it offshore to another country and make more profit, leave the money there, innovate and do all kinds of things? Why would you come into an economy and come to America and do anything close to this? It would be crazy to do that. 15% tax rate in Ireland, 35% tax rate, whatever it is here in America. Why would I lose 20%? If you were going to go buy the same item at a store, would you go to the place that charges you 20% more? I don't think you would. Most people wouldn't. Idiots would. So this is the clarity of which Donald Trump operates. This is the clarity of which the conservative movement operates. And that's the chasm that we have between us and them, the enemy, our own brothers and sisters on the left, who will not look at logic and reason. And the real trick is understanding why they won't do that. They have no leaders. They have nobody over there willing to stand up and say, wait a minute. Because the minute you do, you're going to catch the wrath of the left. But can you imagine, for one second, if, let's just say in academia, 40%, 50% of the academics say, you know what, we've had enough. No more snowflake, safe zone, trigger words, whatever you call it. We're done with this nonsense. We're tenured professors. You can't get rid of us. That's the end. What would happen then? Now, the problem is, the way to get tenure, this is the ugly system here. The way to get tenure is you have to toe the leftist line. If you don't, you're not getting tenure. So all these tenured professors are dyed-in-the-wool leftists at this point. But maybe if we could convince them that you're tenured, you don't have to think stupid anymore. Why don't you come on to the other side? Why don't you come over to logic and reason? I don't know if that's going to work, but I'm just saying it's worth a shot. We certainly aren't making a whole lot of progress in Wackademia as I see it. Ronald Reagan said this. He said, when you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. Anybody think Donald Trump works to that principle? What do you think when he's dealing with Congress? So let's look at the Republicans and the tax plan. Ask yourself this very simple question. Do you think that the Republicans accepted Donald Trump's tax plan out of the chute? Do you think they accepted him? You know the answer. Of course not. They were like, this guy's crazy. All we got to do is wait him out. Polls will come in. He'll respond. And we'll be status quo. We'll keep the swamp there. Let him say he's going to drain the swamp. He's not draining us, whatever. And what have they done? Practically to a person, they've just come over. By the way, it's the same thing that's going to happen to the leftist. 2018, baby. Happy New Year, y'all. I'm going to tell you Happy New Year a lot. Because you're going to get reminded of how good it feels to be winners on a daily basis. And look here, no matter what's going on in your life, and I know life goes on. Yeah, sure do. Life goes on, baby. No matter what we're talking about here, you're dealing with kids, you're dealing with family, spouse issues, whatever, work issues. But this is still your best year in decades. And we're only beginning. Let me make you a bet. By December, when December hits of this year, you're going to be saying, no, don't let this year end. I need some more 2018. You're going to be like, can we get some rollover days or at least some rollover minutes? Because everything about your life is going to improve because your outlook's going to improve. It already has. And this goes for the stupid lefties.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion.
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Jackson Radio Show.
When you look at some of the recent elections, especially in Alabama and Virginia, are you concerned that the Republican Party may be alienating Hispanic voters, African Americans, younger voters, women?
Yes. I mean, yes.
Without hesitation.
Of course. I mean, we can't run these candidates who appeal to a very narrow base. I mean, this Roy Moore candidacy, even before the very serious allegations of sexual misconduct, this man was unfit. I didn't support him either. I said I would never support him, and then the party shouldn't have gotten behind him. This candidacy was a disaster. Nominating people who have no appeal outside of a very narrow base, I do believe, hurts us very much with constituencies where we have some challenges. And so I think it absolutely does damage to the party, because a lot of these people, they're not about expanding the base. Politics and getting elected is about it's about addition, not subtraction, inclusion, not exclusion. And when you hear people like Roy Moore and the Steve Bannons and others, they're talking about exclusion. And I think that is very unhealthy.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Congressman Dent, a GOP member of the GOP, I believe. He's a Republican. And he's saying that we don't have a big enough tent. We have to nominate people who appeal to everybody. So what is that? Is that a mulatto? What exactly appeals to everybody? Let me tell you what doesn't. White men don't appeal to everybody. It's been the most demonized group of people on the planet for the better part of a decade. And Barack Obama solved it, right? He was the light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect that the Democrats based everything on. They got that. And now, what? They've been decimated. Who do they line up next? Cory Booker? Kamala Harris? Two more light-skinned Negroes. Just as idiotic as the one that just left office. But that's who they want to bet on. And who did America bet on? We bet on a white dude. The worst guy you could possibly pick. What did the left do? They say, we're going to get us a white woman. This'll do it. We'll fix them. And she got her butt kicked. Now, I know everybody, oh, Kevin, she barely lost. Let me tell you something. She lost. There was a reason why she lost. We took supposedly the worst possible person. I won't forget what Hillary Clinton was. See, that's what y'all are focusing on. Hillary Clinton, the pedigree, blah, 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 she was ordained and all that. Donald Trump, we knew, by the way, Hillary Clinton was the worst possible candidate. But what did we do? We picked the guy that the left told us was the worst possible candidate. A billionaire businessman, successful TV star, reality TV star, worst possible candidate. You got a white dude, Republican, rich guy. You're going to run and you expect to win the presidency? And what did we go and freaking do? We went and won. And this guy, Dent, says, you're alienating the base. Yeah, so did Reagan, right? He alienated the base all the way to the bank. Donald Trump is alienating the base by getting them jobs, by not treating them as if they're special interests. He's not catering to the gays. He's not catering to any particular person. He's saying, look, if you want to be part of making America great across the board, join in. Don't join in as a black American. Don't join in as a female American. Don't join in as whatever you want to be American. You can become, you're an American. You can be part of this great experiment. You don't want to be an American, go. You want to be a Muslim and come over here making some nonsense? Go. You want to be a Mexican coming over here? I'm Mexican, man. I got my flag, blah, blah, blah. Go home. You want to bring up the women card, the race card, the whatever thing, America, boo, boo, boo. Whatever you do that isn't proactive, that isn't moving this nation forward, get out of my face. As I said earlier, Ronald Reagan said, when you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. But let me tell you something Trump said about leadership, because our theme today is leadership. By the way, Kevin Jackson shows what you're listening to, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to call. Donald Trump said this: if you have to think, why not think big? His actual quote was, you have to think anyway, so why not think big? That's a heck of a thing to say. For a guy who, I remember him making in saying, y'all, I may surprise you with my announcement about running for president. I distinctly remember Donald Trump saying to myself, Donald Trump is not going to run for president. It's a ridiculous thought to begin with. I said it. I'll admit it. I said earlier, what we do as conservatives, we're willing to admit when we're wrong. It wasn't that I didn't think Donald Trump was qualified. I just thought he's got no shot. There's a system in place that won't let it happen. And going back to what Donald Trump says, you have to think anyway, so why not think big? And as it went along, he applied other leadership practices, leadership tenets. And he decided, you know what? I can do this. There's another saying about leadership. A man who wants to lead the orchestra must turn his back to the crowd. That's the thing. You have to understand, if you're going to be a leader, if you're going to do something different, if you're going to set a course, put a vision together, put that mission statement in there, and then do it, you're going to have to alienate some people. Because let me tell you something, they're going to be naysayers. They talk to you all the time. Your family, oh, you know what y'all did? Y'all write to me, Kevin, this person said this about me on Facebook. I made a comment on somebody's page on Facebook and they did this. And I go, why didn't you go after them? Well, it was my cousin's page. So, you got attacked. Turn your back to the crowd and play to the orchestra. That's who you're playing to. The crowd is, don't mind them. Don't mind those guys behind you. See these guys right here, that's your musicians. Those are the people that are waiting for your instructions, leader. You're going to be a leader. Who would you lead? Do you lead your children? Or do you go, oh, my daughter came home from college and she's all jacked up over this because her professor said, and you go, well, I can't compete with her professor. No, no, no. You're only her mother or her father. People tell me all the time, how are you going to compete with the television and how are you going to compete with video games and how are you going to compete with the phone? Are you out of your mind? You compete by jumping in the middle, by saying, hey, let's study this concept. Let me explain this to you. Let me tell you what I've created. I got a little dude that he is impervious to the left. Man, it is amazing. And it isn't based on, I'm going to follow the family or my dad or whatever. It's based on the idea that I understand what's going on. I see it. We live it. Can't make them see the light unless they feel the heat. I mean, I should say, you can't make them see the light. If you can't, then you make them feel the heat. There's a lot of stuff that has to do with leadership that we all need to be focused on, and what the impact of it is. And look, from a political perspective, if you want us to go, because I'm just preaching right now. This is not really about any particular thing. I could use the Iranian uprising right now. Donald Trump tweeted on the Iranian uprising. I believe wholeheartedly. If Barack Obama were president or Hillary Clinton, you wouldn't see these Iranians uprising. They wouldn't feel like they have somebody who can get the word out. They realize that Donald Trump can keep this on the world stage. And I've also said this, and I've been saying this since I came back from Paris, meeting with the Iranian resistance. The minute that Donald Trump starts putting his focus on the Iranian problem, he will get to solve it. Donald Trump did more for Israel and the peace process by recognizing Jerusalem than the last, I don't know, six modern presidents. They've all talked about it. They've all given it lip service. Not a single one of them did it. And they all admit it. It should be done. It should be, yeah, it should be done. Should be done. Yeah, oh, let's do it. Oh, it should be done. Yeah. And not a single one of them did it. Barack Obama didn't do it. Bush didn't do it. Clinton didn't do it. Reagan didn't do it. Just go look. Bush before him, I should say. Neither did Reagan. So that was that, five or six? None of those presidents did it. Jimmy Carter certainly didn't do it. Gerald Ford, they all talked about it. Nothing happened. So there you go. Well, we're going back a little far because 68 was when Israel became a its own country again. So the point of it all is what Donald Trump is doing is he's showcasing a brand of leadership. First of all, let's just call it what it is. It's not that complicated. He's showcasing leadership. But we've mistaken people being in charge for people being in leadership. We put them in charge, but they're not been leaders. Trump's a leader. And many of the things, the reasons why you gravitated to him, the reason why you voted for him is because you are too. You've got it inside of you. We just got to get it out. That's what I'm doing, trying to get it out of you now.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you look at what President Trump signaled all year, foreshadowed all year, I go back again and again to day two of the presidency, standing at that CIA wall, just blowing up, just blowing up orthodoxy. The idea that there is no hallowed ground in American politics or policy where you can't make a political statement, you can't signal your political intentions. And I think the rest of the year has followed on that front. He's very much shown
with the Indian code talkers.
Yeah. He's very much shown that the regular rules don't apply to him. I think the question is, has he blown up the regular rules for everybody else, too?
But what's Rich's point? He's been obviously brutally harsh on the press.
Yeah.
Right. You know, fake news and all that, enemies of the people, over the top. But he's actually been an incredibly media friendly president, even before he started handing out pens. I mean,
did you get a pen, Jonathan?
I wasn't
Somebody needs a pen. There's a duality there in the short term and the day-to-day in terms of coverage and that sort of access. Absolutely. There was a ton of interaction with the president. In the long term, in terms of if you believe that the free pass is sort of a pillar of American democracy.
Or the Department of Justice or the FBI or our intelligence agencies.
It's been very destructive on that front in the long term. And so it's both.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. There's the Kevin Jackson Show. I played that clip the other day for a reason, and I just find it interesting to watch to listen to the left as they discuss Trump in ways that they hadn't dared discuss Barack Obama. What they imply was there's a duality to President Trump, and they say that they wonder if the regular rules apply to him, and I'm going to answer the question for you and for them. No, they don't. The regular rules don't apply. That's the only reason why he's president. He blew up the rule book. He burned it. The left have used these Alinsky tactics, and we kick that word around because we think about Alinsky and the fact that Hillary Clinton worked for him. This is the guy that gave credit to Lucifer in the preface of his book. And Hillary Clinton followed this guy's tactics. The left had used his tactics. And look, if you need to be reminded of what they do, they call you racist, they call you misogynist, they call you homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic. They got all kinds of names for you, and they're the same ones over and over and over. They separate you from the pack, and they target you. They tried to do it recently with me when I was on Outnumbered. Oh, he's a moron. Look at that guy. He's a crazy man. You know, that stuff like that. And you're going, whatever. They call me a conspiracy theorist. And what they hope is they'll break you because, let me tell you, the human spirit is easily broken. It's easily broken. It's sad to say, but it is. You can sit here, I can sit behind a microphone and talk about this stuff, talk about being a warrior and things like that. And you say, well, Kevin, have you been in a situation? And the answer is, I've been in some very difficult situations, but have I been tested to the nth degree? No. No. You got to take my word for it. Like I've said to you guys, if I'm in one of these chop your head off videos over they got me in the Middle East and I take the little thing off my head and I'm looking up. Let me guarantee you this. You can take my word for it, or you don't have to. I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to go, America sucks, and I changed my mind. You're never going to see it come out of my mouth. You're never going to hear me renounce my Christianity. I will renounce because Jesus is not as good as Muhammad or whatever. It'll never come out of my mouth. What? You're going to die? So what? There's an end, a beginning and an end of it all. Are you going to go out like a chump? So anyway, they're discussing the rules. These rules don't apply to Trump. The reason they don't apply to Trump is because he says, I don't have to follow your stinking rules. You made up rules to a rigged game, and you want me to follow those. Why would I do something so stupid? That's what we do. We go into these battles all the time going, well, you know, let me strap on my gloves. And the other guy's putting on brass knuckles. You know, he's wrapped his hands. He throws on some brass knuckles, puts a knife in his hand, a gun in his side. And we say, okay, great. We're going to box. I'm not boxing. I'm pulling out my AK-47 for auto and going, I'm mowing the place down. What are you talking about? There are no rules with this. This is a freaking game. It's funny to me when we talk about this stuff. I really believe in my heart of hearts there are many, far too many conservatives who see this as a game. They're going, well, they're going to try to get their people elected. I don't care who gets elected in 2018 this year. Let me tell you what I care about. I care, I'm talking about in terms of Republican or Democrat. What I care is that they truly believe in the philosophy of make America great, putting America first, and espouse conservative values, which means sanity. I don't have any agenda against the left. If you want to tattoo yourself up, you want to put on 15 different nose rings, earrings, you know, nipple rings, whatever, and live your life as a Wiccan, vegan, you know, goth. Well, I don't really care. But just don't get mad at me when you can't get a job or things don't go your way in life. Don't say, well, it's because of my, you know, my tattoos and my body are anchors and all that. Look, this isn't my fault. If you choose to go that way, maybe you're, I mean, look, so we have some friends that make motorcycles. And, you know, I was talking to them over the holidays, and I go, you know, so you guys, they make motorcycles for people in kind of this goth thing. I don't want to call it that because it's not really goth, but they make these really radical motorcycles that have the, you know, the heads, the skeleton heads and all that kind of crap on it. And it's not, this is not your average Harley, okay? And so I'm talking to them about their, you know, their audience and things like this, and they're like, it's a very niche motorcycle. It's kind of a millennial bike, blah, blah, blah. So we're talking about it. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, it was not the direction I'd go, but that's what their people want. And so I just said, okay, well, look, if you are you interested in my opinion? Yeah. So I gave them opinions about, hey, do this, find these groups like this, give rebates, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, oh, it's great, good stuff, Kev. Good stuff. They're never going to compete against Harley or Indian or Honda. They got a niche. And I'm happy for them. But let me tell you, they're tattooed up. You know, these young kids in their 20s, friends of mine, kids of friends of mine. And they're tattooed up in the whole deal. They're not going to get regular jobs. But they know that. They go, man, look, we make about 2 bikes a month, Kev. You know, we're making about, you know, as much profit per bike. And, you know, it gives us a lot of free time. We determine, do we want to work this month or not? Do we want, and I'm listening to them going, you know, my mind is spinning going, well, you know, you could double that to 4 if you've got a few people, blah, blah, blah. I'm doing that. And they're like, nah, man, this is cool. You know, if we make 1 bike a month, we can pay the bills still pretty easy. We make 2 bikes a month, man, we're traveling. We got things to do. You know, we don't want to work full time. Why am I going to jump in the middle of that? Do your thing, baby. So all I'm saying with that is, the rules don't apply to them either. They're living life the way they want to do it. I want to go back to this Trump thing, though. So they said he's brutally hard on the press. That's what somebody implied. And then the girl goes, no, not really. The guy, you know, actually the guy goes, he goes, well, he's actually media friendly. He's giving us pens. And then they joke about, oh, he's giving out pens. You got a pen? Yeah, I got a pen. Did you get your pen? And they're mocking it, but Trump is saying to the press, I respect you. If you will do your job the way you should be doing it, I'm going to give you these little olive branches. These are big deals. Let me tell you, getting a presidential pen is considered a big deal. I bet you there are many people listening to me right now going, I wish I had one. And a picture with the president with my pen. So I could say, yeah, I was with the president. He gave me this pen. There are many people who want that. The press, I'll put it to you this way, Barack Obama wasn't that friendly with him. He owned him. But then they talk about his duality. They say, yeah, he gives us coverage and gives us access. But in the long term, he's destructive because he's going after these institutions, the FBI and things like this. Now, we played a clip the other day. We played this clip, by the way, the other day as well. But I'm tying it back together. And the guy said on MSNBC, the FBI's done some bad stuff. CNN said the same thing. The FBI really needs to be put under scrutiny. This isn't about Donald Trump trying to essentially erase the fourth estate, whatever they call it, fifth estate. What do they call the media? Fourth or fifth estate. One of those estates. He's not trying to erase them. He's not trying to eradicate them. But he is trying to reform them the same way he sees he has to reform politics in general. So, no, the rules don't apply. He can beat up on the press as much as he wants. He can talk about them, denigrate them, because that's what they do to him.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.